Striking New York City transit workers take steps to return to work while contract talks resume, a deal that could pave the way for service to return. On a surprise visit to Iraq, Defense Secretary Rumsfeld hints at a possible cut in U.S. forces there, below the baseline of 138,000 troops. Elsewhere in Iraq, Saddam Hussein's trial is adjourned until next month. The judge says no proof verifying Saddam's claims of abuse while in U.S. custody. In a city in Russia's Far East, the dreaded moment has arrived. A toxic spill from China caused by a chemical plant explosion 5 weeks ago. And Spain's Christmas lottery sprinkles more than $2.4 billion in holiday cheer around the country. Ray Bassett, The Associated Press.